The Paradise Town Board will come to order. Today is December 27, 2022. And before we get started, if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Before we get started, I have a couple of items here to go over. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. And at this time, if you turn off or mute all cell phones or other electronic devices that might interrupt the meeting. And if you have a private conversation that you want to take up with someone, if you would use the lobby behind you over there, or to your right, there's a lobby out there. That way we won't be interrupting someone else's presentation. Let the record reflect that all of the town board members are present except for Susan Phillips, who's excused. And we have county introductions.
Mark Donahue, Clark County Department of Comprehensive Planning.
And Al Lozano with Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
So I have another item to read into it. We've had the county staff introductions. Item number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments of the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and when you come up to use the microphone, please just push up on the button. That's because the meeting is recorded and you can listen to it later on the county's website. When you do come up, please clearly state your name and address, and if you would, spell your last name for the record. And if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have approval of the minutes for December 13, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for December 13, 2022.
We have a motion to approve the minutes from December 13, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda items for tonight, December 27, 2022.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for approval of tonight's agenda for December 27, 2022. With no changes to our listed agenda.
Okay, we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda, December 27, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items? Anyone? None? All right. So we will move on to planning and zoning. The first item, NZC 220642. Jameson, Jared, and Tara, zone change to reclassify 1.1 acres from the RE Rural Estates Residential Zone and RE Rural Estates Residential A60 Zone to a CP Office and Professional Zone and CP Office and Professional A60 Zone. Waiver development standards for the following: 1. Alternative landscaping adjacent to a less intensive use, 2. Allow non-graded parking, and 3. Reduce driveway approach distance. Design reviews for the following: 1. Office buildings and 2. Alternative parking lot landscaping located partially in the Russell Road Transition Corridor Overlay District, generally located on the south side of Russell Road, 130 feet west of McLeod Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Board. Good evening. It's not on.
Testing. You have to push
there
it.
There you go. My name is Blaine Soule, spelled S-O-U-L-E. I am with Dwyer Engineering, located at 7310 Smoke Ranch Road in Las Vegas. I'm here representing our client, Jarrett Jameson. Jarrett wishes to install near the corner, the southwest corner of Russell and McLeod, a showroom and shop dedicated to selling and displaying awnings and patio type coverings. The waivers we are seeking for, as you can see from the turn radius from the cloud to the turn radius of the driveway, is 120 feet. We could not make the 150 feet. We have Public Works and Planning preliminary approval to do this because there's no other way to make a driveway turn within the recommended distance of 150 feet. The other waiver we are seeking is to not have a gated entrance. There is a gate in the back, but it's not up front. We weren't able to make enough width and turnaround distance for a vehicle if they're caught with the gate to turn around and leave the site. And the third waiver is the landscaping. This, it might seem like a minor thing. We're requesting 5 feet instead of 5.5. That is required separation from this church property. But it's extremely hard to make this ADA parking successful with a 2% slope if we come in any closer. So we're trying to keep that 2% for that ADA parking and ramp up to the door. So we need as much room here as we can get. So we're just shaving off half a foot from the required separation distance. This is a 1-acre site and it's an infill area. So I think we had a neighborhood meeting and there was no one objecting to this being infilled with, typically in this area, it's businesses that are going in on Russell Road. Are there any questions?
Okay, is anyone here would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I do have a couple of questions. Can you explain to me exactly on, I believe it's the west side, what, let's go to east side then, sorry.
East side here?
On the property line, for the landscaping. Right. It's a 5 foot, you're asking for that half foot, I understand. What are you going to put over there?
The landscape plan calls for shrubs and trees within this.
What kind of tree? Okay, maybe it's not such a great idea to plant a tree in a 5 foot wide space.
Understood. Okay, I will take that to the landscape architect.
Okay, because I'm just wondering what kind of tree.
Right.
And if anybody tells me a pine tree, I'm going to really probably not like it.
It says pine trees are not surviving.
Shrubs and slope sides.
I say over a spiny tree.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just a little concerned about that because what will end up happening is it'll either hit the wall of the building, mm-hmm. right, or it'll destroy your foundations.
Right. I will bring that up to the landscape architect, but maybe just shrubs.
Probably a good idea.
Nothing with anything that will extend the okay. roots into the foundation.
That was the only thing I really had.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to the, if approved, staff conditions. The preliminary staff conditions.
Yeah, preliminary staff conditions.
Not if approved?
No, it's preliminary.
It's preliminary.
They liked this one.
They liked it.
So we have a motion to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Motion.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good luck. You go to the Planning Commission on January 17th?
Yes.
All right, item number two, WS220640, Boyle, Douglas, John, Boros, Monica, waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduce side setback. Two, allow an addition not architecturally compatible to an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located 370 feet west of Land Boulevard on the south side of Aquino Avenue on the north side of Hacienda Avenue within Paradise.
Just push right.
Yeah, the lights are turned on.
The bottom one. It's tricky.
Yeah, there's a light on.
You got it.
Okay. Hello, my name is Monica Boros, B-O-R-O-S. I live at 4135 Pequeño Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89120. I have a very long story with the carport, but I had it built by a contractor, so I wasn't aware of permits or anything. Little did I know, I found out. I learned a lot of things. So going through on hiring an engineer, hiring an architect, I brought you some pictures of their plans and the actual picture of the carport, what it looks like now. It's still unfinished because they told me until I get approved, I cannot put the stucco, I cannot finish it all the way. So I did put a couple of tiles up there so you could see what it would be looking like once it's finished. So with the county on Russell Road, I think we came down to the very last step, zoning. And that's when I went to comprehensive planning, I learned that the setback is the problem, that it has to be fireproof for 5 feet. So I put my plans in how exactly to be fireproof, and the engineer wrote it up. I believe I'm down to that. Oh, I did go around the neighborhood because I did it. My very first thing before I even started to build it, I asked my immediate neighbors, the ones who comes out in the morning and the ones who drives in, because they want to or they don't want to see it, they're going to see it. So everybody was very happy that I decided not to put the little cloth standing carport, that I really wanted to make it look like it belongs to the house. So I think I made a copy of the signatures just around. It's 13 people. I didn't know how many we would need, but the neighborhood supports it. And I think I'm just down to, I'm not so sure. It's been a journey that I know.
Okay, is there anyone else that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just one thing. On one of the conditions was that I need to plant a large tree on my front yard. I do have a mature tree. It's not out on the front, but on the very front I was planning on, I took a large tree out a couple years ago, but I was planning on doing a desert landscape or some. Actually, I found some very cute turtles. Some decoration, yeah, instead of a large tree. So that would be one thing where I was kind of confused and would like to ask if it gets there, if it could be changed to something else. Or anything you tell me to how to change it, I would love to. That's what I meant, you see?
Yeah,
okay, I'll be
good.
Quiet.
So, Mr. Chair, Monica, is the tree that is shown in the pictures, is that actually in your front yard?
Yes.
But it's behind the wall?
Yes.
Close enough.
Do you have pictures?
I don't have pictures.
No,
I'm sorry.
You got pictures?
No.
You got pictures?
I got pictures.
I thought he was trying to collect them.
I thought everybody got some pictures.
He's teasing us.
So again, you see the roofing, I just put a couple on there to give the idea, but I don't even mind to do the tile roofing if it's required. It's a gray roofing on there, and I read it that they said it was an issue, so I don't mind to change that.
That's the entire thing.
In case somebody climbs up there and see it, it must match. And I don't mind, I truly don't. I have OCD anyway. I need to cut out the cement here to separate the sidewalk from the, I'm not so sure, but I'm going to do what they told me to do. I actually need to cut it out, and they told me to plant a tree, and I told them down at the Grand Central that I don't know if it's a good idea, because 5 years from now, you're going to tell me that the sidewalk and the telephone line is going to be broken by my tree. So they said, okay, so they did agree that I could make the same border, like what you see at the front steps, so make it. So I put those plants there to give the idea of how it's going to be separated.
Our favorite anti-tree drought person is not here today, but I promise you, we typically are, not, we don't always agree with the trees in the...
In a desert?
When you have a tree.
In the desert. Especially one that's going to go through, like you said, the sidewalk and make everyone mad.
My neighbor finally just took out a big pine tree. I've been begging her. I'm like, I'm going to put it for a half of it to take it out because the pollen, I just don't like it. And it started to go under her foundation.
Okay, so is that all you have for your presentation?
Yeah.
I have one question. Do you remember HOA?
No.
Definitely. Tree's closer to the front yard. You can see it.
So, Mr. Chair, I don't have a particular problem with the project basically as built. As we have heard from the applicant, she's got to make a change to the concrete in the front. with that stipulation, and then I think with the change to the roofing material, all right, if you would do what staff suggested.
Absolutely.
Similar color to the roof, and I think it might actually look pretty nice if you were to take a few of the concrete shingles, tiles that are on the border.
On the front, yeah.
If you would extend that border all the way down to the end, at least on the front, it would tie the front of your building together. If that makes sense.
The only thing I have is, what's the distance between that garage and that wall?
The garage and the...
And the wall on one side? It's very narrow.
It's
1'6" according to drawing.
I just had a concern.
Okay. All right here.
I can't see.
From a,
you can't read, I can't see.
From a fire aspect, there's no...
Oh, for the that's why I must fireproof the 5 feet from my neighbor. So it has to be... because I really don't have, I have 1 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to fireproof it up to 5 feet, which is going to be... Well, it's written up how the plan is to be fireproof. I think this one gives the... Yeah, it's 14 inches. So I must fireproof the with the roofing, with everything up to 5 feet. But my plan was either way to, no matter what, have to fireproof or not. I do would like to stucco everything to be exactly like the house. And that's one of the fireproofing things, the double stucco, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why the shingles also have to be a certain code.
Reading.
A reading.
What? On this side over here, how much room is...
Oh, over here?
Are you right up against the property line there?
No. I have... That's where the yard is. You know what? I measured it. I know I did.
Where the tree is, right?
On the west side. Yes, where the tree is.
Where the tree
correct.
Is.
But I know I measured it, and I should have a note of it. Oh, here we go. The distance...
Oh, there's the wall.
Yeah.
So there's really no
west
way.
Side neighbor, 15 feet. 45 feet front entry, from the front entry distance between west side.
Basically, your yard and your wall goes right up to the.
Yes.
So there's really no way other than through the house
to get to
the back. And that's how it originally was. And I'm not planning on covering it up, so it's always going to be open to the back.
It looks a lot nicer than some of the other stuff we've seen people build.
I really didn't want to put the...
Just concerned, you know, I guess with the... if she does the...
the fireproofing.
The fireproofing on
absolutely.
The one side, at least they can...
Let me ask a question.
Yes.
On the back...
Sir, excuse me.
Sir, would you take your conversations out in the lobby, please, ma'am? I think I brought that up at the beginning.
So, I have a question.
Yes.
On the back... Okay, carport.
Mm-hmm.
Carport. When you're front of the carport, car goes in, do you have a door on the back?
I have a gate, open gate. The same gate
so
I had previously on
so
there.
So it's not a wall?
No, it's 7 feet. It has a... I'll take a picture because it was important to me too.
Okay.
But it's a far picture. But it is 7 feet wide. It's a double... Same exact gate I had on before, except it was like a brick wall. What was holding it?
Yes. So, our chair, I had a question about access to the back of the yard for fire protection.
Absolutely.
So what this shows is that there's no back wall.
No, and it's
so
going to stay
firefighters,
open.
If they had to.
Absolutely. You know, and that's funny because with my kids, we used to have the plan they climbed out on the upstairs window in case of we practiced.
Yeah.
And with the carport, it's actually very easy. I mean, I kind of like, damn, they're going to come into the house so easily. But for the boys, it's so, even my mom tried, it's so much easier to get down out of the house in case of fire. As a plus.
Yeah. Somebody want to make a motion?
Okay, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for approval. Following the preliminary staff conditions, if approved, with a couple of changes. Eliminating the third bullet, plant one large tree in the front yard, since there's already one there. I think we can eliminate that. And then with the requirement to make sure, bullet number two, I'm just going to reassert it.
Okay.
All right, so you already have it, Melanie. Mm-hmm. Asphalt shingles shall be similar in color to the roof on the existing residence, and clay tile or concrete tile on the front part of the roof shall be extended to the bottom edge of the roof line. And that's my motion.
Clay or concrete tile on the front part of the...
Of the carport.
Of the carport, okay.
Okay, so we've all heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
You go to the Planning Commission on January 17th.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
You could probably use them.
Thank you so much.
All right, so the last item. Item number three, WS220641, Central Evangelisco Palabra. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, reduced side setback, and two, allow an addition not architecturally compatible. Am I on the right one? No. Take that back. Waiver development standards to reduce parking for a school in conjunction with a place of worship on 4.2 acres in R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the west side of Mojave Road and the north side of Emerson Avenue within Paradise.
Good
Good evening. Lex the Green, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. This application is related to a previously approved school use on the site. The site is a 4.2-acre parcel located on the northwest corner of Mojave Road and Emerson Avenue. The site is currently zoned R1 with the land use designation of public use. Before I get into the actual application, I do want to give you all just a little history on the site. The site was originally approved in October of 1987 for a church. And with that application was a variance to reduce parking to 230 spaces, where 289 spaces were required. The site was later modified to include a playground area, which is located here. With that was also an application or a request to reduce parking to 226 spaces, and that was in March of 2015. The last revision on this site was for the school use, which was approved in January of this year, so January of 2022. And after approval of the school use, the site was surveyed, and the property was found to be slightly smaller than what it was previously thought to be. With that leads to today's request, which is a reduction of parking to 219 spaces, where the site was previously approved for 226. This is a slight 3% reduction, which we feel will not impact either use, the school use or the church use, or any of the surrounding uses around the site. The school use is required to provide 63 spaces. As previously stated, there are 219 spaces, so that wasn't a concern of staff. Staff in the staff report expressed concerns about the parking reduction in relation to the church use. So I do want to speak to that just a little bit. The church is currently operating with 219 spaces. They were previously approved, like I said, for 226. However, it's my understanding that the 226 spaces were never developed after the playground use. They have been operating at the current use of, or the current request of 219 spaces. So with that, they've been operating at 219 for several years with no issues there. So that just kind of supports our request of not having a negative impact on the church use or the surrounding areas there. Additionally, the church and school will not be operating at the same time. So the church use will be limited to Sundays, which is its current days of operation. The school will be limited to weekday uses. There will be times, of course, where there are some nights, whether it be for parent-teacher conferences or whatever events the school may be hosting, where they will be operating at night, but it will be very few and far between with that. So, again, we don't think that this 3% reduction of what was previously approved will have a negative impact on either use. And I thank you all for considering the application, and I'm here to answer any questions you all may have.
Is there anyone here who wants to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
If my memory serves of this, last time we were approving this school, we had a significant amount of neighbors here. Very, very concerned about traffic and about cars and about there not being enough parking. So while I'm not saying we should deny, but we might want to consider putting a review where we come back in a year and see if the public is a fan or if the public is believing we need to quash the parking issue again. Because I don't want to have angry people yelling at us again about parking for the 15th time.
I just have a concern about continued reduction of parking. Do you have any future plans?
So the school use, I don't know if you all recall, but when the school use was approved earlier this year, it was a condition that it would be limited to a maximum of 4 years. So this is a temporary use for the school as they're looking to find a permanent location for the school use. So, to my knowledge and in speaking to our client, I can't represent to you guys that there are any future plans of reducing parking again.
I think if they were to come back with yet more reduced parking, there would be an issue. I don't care if anybody shows up or not.
Yeah. Every time you increase attractions, like a park, you increase the number of people who want to be there. If every increase reduces the parking, we are increasingly colliding.
I think the idea of a one-year review as a public hearing would be good if we go that route.
I agree.
I mean, I don't see the great differential between 219 and 226
at this point.
So
and it does help that the church isn't operating at the same time the school is operating. And as far as I recall,
the children at the school are not of the age of drivers. They're at the age of being picked up and dropped off. But I am concerned if it continues to decrease.
Does the client own both of the businesses, the school and the church?
No.
No, they're separate.
Okay.
Separate owners.
How will we approve it?
We're just approving the school side of it. Where's the parking reduction at? Is it on the church side or the school
side? So the school will occupy the existing church building temporarily. So they're not proposing an addition or an expansion of this building.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Let's do some settling here. Okay. Ownership or use cooperation? Who owns the building?
The church, to my understanding, owns the building.
Okay. And they are allowing the school to use it.
That's correct.
Okay, because otherwise this is a no-go. Because then we would have two different operators with no coordination ability, and so it's not an ownership issue.
No.
It's a use
of the space.
And essentially the church is the landlord. Is that about correct?
That's correct.
Okay, he's nodding.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right, because otherwise I'm gonna vote for denial. because then, you're right, Roger, how does anybody coordinate this nightmare of parking? Because the owner is the church, and they're going to make the school actually abide by whatever rules there are.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And is it the church or the school
It should be the church. The
owner is Centro Evangelistico Palabra. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So they're the ones asking for this. All right. Just needed to know that. Like, okay.
Right.
All right. I agree with the other members of the board. I don't think any further reduction of parking is to be called for. I remember the hearing, and it was a bloodbath, basically. And people were telling us about how no one can get in and out of Emerson. It's going to, you know, destroy the traffic flow. Mm-hmm. I'm very shocked that not a lot of people are here tonight. So you should probably, at the Planning Commission, be very ready for
prepared,
that.
Prepared, yes.
Yeah. I don't have a particular problem with this. They want to deny it, staff, because they don't want to have any reduction at all. But, you know, seven cars.
We're talking seven cars.
Yeah, it's not...
I just don't want to see us picking away five cars here, seven cars there, next time around, you know, next year, or whatever the case may be. I think the reduction at that point is, if it's approved, recommendation here, then I would want to see it back again for more reduction.
Correct. So note that to your client, please.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're already down 70 cars from what they should be if we agree to this.
Yeah.
But I mean, even when it was operating, there was a larger church there at one time with a school, and it was quite crowded on
I think there were problems.
Yeah, and there were problems, and there were cars out on the street.
Yeah,
and
which
really,
I believe they told us about at the meeting when they
And they were right. Sure. They weren't kidding around. Back in the day, it was a lot busier than it is now.
Mr. Chair, if there's no other comments or questions, noting that we have recommended to the applicant to let the owner know that the town board is not going to be favorable to future reductions in parking.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, I'd make a motion for approval following the, if approved, staff conditions.
With a one-year review as a public hearing.
At this point.
So you heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And that goes to the Planning Commission on the 17th as well. General business. I guess I'll just bring up that we have the calendars to review. Everybody can take a look for the next meeting.
No. It's going to be placed on the agenda as
the next meeting.
What you're going to do.
Oh.
Or, well, this
so you have it.
check
the dates. I hear there's one on Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm coming as Darth Vader if I'm coming at all.
Not.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, none of us know if we'll be here for the party.
Okay, item number 8, comments by the general public. Period to vote to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and the same rules apply. Come up and use the microphone. Give us your name, your address, spell your last name for the secretary. And if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. The next meeting is on January 10th, 2023. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. I would just like to say to the board, after the 2 years that I've been chairman, somebody else's turn.
Find that out later.
Forward to that.